Treasure Cove Books, in association with The Horror Diaries, presents Supernatural, an anthology of magic and secrets. Narrated by Jennifer Ashley, written by Heather Beck. Copyright 2013. This audiobook is a work of fiction. Names, places, events, and characters are fictitious in every regard. Any similarities to actual events or persons, living or dead, are purely coincidental. All rights reserved. Except for review purposes, the reproduction of this audiobook in whole or part constitutes a copyright violation. Let's get started. Black Magic Wish. "Today was amazing," Jamie Banks said happily as she followed her parents into their house. "Thank you so much." "It's your birthday, and you deserve it," Mr. Banks replied, while affectionately stroking Jamie's hair. "Yes," Mrs. Banks agreed. "Turning 13 is a big deal." "It doesn't seem like a big deal to me," Jamie said, more preoccupied with thoughts of her wonderful day. Mr. and Mrs. Banks had taken Jamie to Wild Africa, a cool safari theme park where visitors could get real close to a variety of animals. It also had a superb restaurant that served fancy meals and delicious desserts. What impressed Jamie even more than Wild Africa's many amazing features was her parents' decision to take her there. Admission to Wild Africa was very highly priced, something that always made the Banks uncomfortable whenever Jamie asked to go there. However, as a very special birthday present, they'd saved enough money and taken her to Wild Africa. "Being a teenager is a very big deal," Mrs. Banks cried, startling Jamie in the process. "If you say so," Jamie muttered, watching as her father placed his hand on her mother's shoulder in a soothing manner. "I didn't mean to shout," Mrs. Banks apologized. "That's okay," Jamie replied, as she looked closely at her mother. For some reason, she looked nervous and worn out. "You should go to bed, Jamie," Mr. Banks suggested. "After all, you do have school tomorrow." "All right," Jamie said, before walking towards a staircase which led to her bedroom. "Good night." After Jamie had exited the room, Mr. and Mrs. Banks stood silently. They looked at each other with worry in their eyes. "Do you think we did the right thing?" Mrs. Banks asked, finally breaking the silence. "Does it really matter what I think?" Mr. Banks replied. "We made the decision 13 years ago. There's no going back now." "Everything will be all right, won't it, Sam?" Mrs. Banks asked as she grasped her husband tightly. Mr. Banks' expression softened as he embraced his wife. "We were very young and naive when we made the decision to have Jamie blessed by Madeline. We also had no idea that Madeline was practicing black magic." "You don't think that anything was bad in the blessing she bestowed upon Jamie, do you?" "Everything will be fine," Mr. Banks comforted his wife. As Mr. Banks held Mrs. Banks, he was grateful that she couldn't see his expression of doubt. It was a late Monday morning as Jamie walked down the school hallway. She was heading to English class and was just about to open the classroom door when someone shouted to her, "Jamie! Jamie! Jamie!" Jamie stopped at the door and turned around to see her best friend, Stephanie, hurrying towards her. "What's wrong?" Jamie asked in concern, not used to seeing her friend act so boisterous. "Nothing's wrong," Stephanie replied, lowering her voice as she reached Jamie's side. "Everything is great. For you, anyway."
"What do you mean?"
Jamie asked, while readjusting the backpack that was slung over her shoulder. "I mean that you should be really happy," Stephanie exclaimed.
"Why?"
Jamie asked through a sigh, getting annoyed at her friend's ambiguity.
"Because," Stephanie answered, pausing slightly for dramatic effect, "Craig is going to ask you to the school dance."
Jamie couldn't stop her mouth from falling open.
"How do you know this?" she demanded in an almost breathless tone.
"I was in the library when I heard Craig talking to his best friend, Martin. Craig said he was going to ask you to the dance. Neither of them knew I was there."
"Are you sure you heard correctly?" Jamie asked.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?